Describe where we're at right now.
Yeah, this is a historic New Orleans collection, and it's an assemblage of works that reflect the cultural history and values of New Orleans. We're on Royal Street, 520, and looking good.
Good. And tell us about this stoop and how it's been going on the stoop so far.
Yeah, the stoop, it's a great idea somebody came up with to create the opportunity for casual conversation, an opportunity for people to look in a less formal way at some of the ways that an artist might think, to explore some of the ideas about the city and the culture.
So I was thinking about the idea of everything, and a lot of that is human-made is always off a square or rectangle, right? The stoop. These, etc. But then everything in nature doesn't have these solid lines. And you have to work with both. Yeah. You know, you've got these curves and these, where other people may see lines, you see this movement in it.
Right.
So how do you work with that? How do you see that? Okay. And where do you feel like those two meld together?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of times things have an apparent existence, and then they have perhaps another level of existence. And a lot of like what we perceive to be so is not actually so. It's so to us. So it is a true to us maybe, but not a true in the fundamental sense. You know, so a lot of that has to do with your measurement apparatus. And in our case, that's sensory mechanisms that we bring to bear. So, you know, we bring not only that, but we bring inherited and personal systems of interpretation. We bring room for a different interpretation or view or not. And more often than not, I would argue that, you know, your perspective is as important as what you're viewing. That in fact, you know, if your perspective is so and you have it that way, you'll often see what you think and won't see beyond that. And so for me, the opportunity is in standing before something that I become present to something beyond its surficial qualities, so that I could actually witness it vibrating, moving, its penetrability and diaphanous nature. So honestly, when you look at physical reality too, from a scientific viewpoint, you could take this whole French Quarter and put it on a thumbnail if you compress the space between the molecules. So it's mostly vibration and mostly space, and yet it appears solid as a rock, and we could talk for a long time about that.
And you use movement to create something that eventually is still. So when you're using that movement, how do you feel? I guess my question is, when do you feel pulled toward movement and when do you feel pulled towards stillness?
Well, if I feel like dancing, I'll probably, you know, be more playful in the interpretation. And a lot of times, you know, it's just a take on a circumstance. So I look at that circumstance, and what it speaks to me of is quietude, solitude, desolation, or it might speak to me of a riotous joy, you know, a dancing, right? And so, you know, in a way, I like to think of it as, you know, I'm available for inspiration, and if the thing strikes me and it's dancing, you know, that's probably the direction that I'm going to go in. Sometimes I have an agenda about an expression and I want to take it in a certain way. Other times my agenda is to allow the circumstance to inspire me and for me to share that inspiration.
Thank you, James, so much for talking with us.
Oh, you're most welcome. It was a pleasure. I love challenging questions, and especially ones that are right out of left field. It was fun talking.